The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley. What's this census story, Harley?
Every 10 years, we do a census. We count all the heads in the country, try to figure out how many people are here, where they came from, all of that. And so this year, the Trump administration has decided, although they say it didn't come from the White House, that one of the questions should ask, the question about, immigration.
Yeah, why not?
Are you a citizen?
Yeah.
Well, that has resulted immediately in people saying, oh, you can't do that because they won't participate. They won't tell us that they're not citizens because they're afraid of being sent home. And, and now the Trump people are saying, wait a minute, Bill Clinton did the thing.
I love it. The Trump people are saying, wait a minute. Oh, dear. So basic. You're quite right. What's the point of a census if we don't know who are American citizens and who aren't? But on Trump, economic policy and the polls are starting to move north.
Well, that's true. He's been in the 30s for some time, people saying they just didn't like him or whatever. But now that the economy is doing well and it's clear that some of his policies are one of the reasons for it, he's up 7 points to 42% approval. A lot of people think he'll improve a little bit more. This couldn't be better time for the Republicans because we're coming up, as we've been talking about, the elections in November, the off-year elections. And if he moves a little better, for example, 47% say they approve of how he's handling the economy.
Absolutely.
Now, most of the economy would like what he's done, say, yeah, well, wait 6 more months and more.
Yeah. They've underestimated him from day one since he became a candidate. Well done, Harley.